40 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha. Always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Steel.
I'm Steve Kathan. They're cleaning up the damage in several states in the southern plains after a strong storm system blew through. CBS's Jim Krasula.
At least 12 people were hurt when strong storms, including possible tornadoes, roared across parts of Texas, Oklahoma, and Kansas. Jody Davis was in his store near his home in Shawnee, Oklahoma.
I told my son-in-law, he is in there with us. I said, I think we just lost our house and our shop. And that's what blew across the cellar, the roof off the house.
More severe weather is possible today in parts of Illinois, Indiana, and Ohio.
And many parts of the Northeast that have seen little snow are under a winter storm warning. Extra pandemic SNAP benefits will expire this week in 32 states. The 18 others let them run out earlier this month. SNAP recipient Jacqueline Benitez says it will make life difficult for her and millions of others facing food insecurity.
I don't make a lot. I'm a preschool teacher. It's really difficult to try to, like, afford food. So SNAP has helped me so much in that way.
CBS's Vicki Barker tells us experts are weighing in on the chances of a recession in the U.S.
Although a majority of the economists surveyed by the National Association of Business Economics still believe the U.S. will fall into recession this year, only about a third think it will hit this quarter. And the growing consensus is that any downturn will be relatively mild, with the job market remaining pretty robust.
The Supreme Court says it will take up a Republican-led challenge to the Consumer Financial Protection Bureau. It's a case that could threaten how the watchdog agency functions, and the second time in 3 years the justices will examine it. Overseas, no let up in the latest round of Middle East violence.
Israel sent troop reinforcements to the West Bank after dozens of Jewish settlers went on a rampage in a Palestinian village, burning houses and cars. The settlers were retaliating for a shooting ambush that killed two young Israeli brothers who were driving through the village. Israeli leaders called on the settlers not to take the law into their own hands. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
The film Everything, Everywhere, All at Once won big at the SAG Awards, taking Best Ensemble, and star Michelle Yeoh became the first Asian woman to win Best Lead Actress.
Every one of you know the journey, the roller coaster ride, the ups and downs, but most important, we never give up.
Brendan Fraser took Best Male Lead for The Whale. Right now on Wall Street, the Dow is up 185 points. This is CBS News.
Find tools for the job site or your own backyard at over 10,000 authorized local steel dealers. Find yours at steelusa.com. STIA.
WAUK 540 AM. New Berlin's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at waukradio.com.
For Civic Media, I'm Jane Matnair. Here's what you need to know. The open records case against a former Natural Resources Board member has been dismissed. Midwest environmental advocates filed the lawsuit against former Chair Fred Prehn. They claim there were more texts with Republican politicians and lobbyists about Prehn staying on the board with the goal of controlling environmental policy that hadn't been released in the original request. Judge ruled Prehn delayed access to those records for over a year with no lawful reason to do so. However, the case was dismissed because the group didn't provide any evidence that any records were missing. Wisconsin's tourism industry is recovering from the pandemic faster than some neighboring states, but there's still a ways to go. The state has yet to match the record in 2019, but tourism did generate nearly $21 billion in 2021, with the sector supporting more than 169,000 jobs. I'm Jane Matnair. This is Civic Media News.
Hey everybody, how we doing? I'm Charlie Behrens, inviting you to join me Saturdays and or Sundays at noon. It's a horse apiece, whatever you decide. We're doing the Cripescast, where we talk to people for and or from the Midwest, and it's more fun than a six-pack of Jolly Good. Okay, the pride of Random Lake, that Jolly Good is. Anyway, it's on your Civic Media station and the Civic Media app. And do me a favor, yeah, tell your folks I says hi. Okay, real good.
the Devil's Advocates.
Today, I made a mental note. It was 1:09 Central Time when I found out Ron Johnson was a conspirator in a coup, a traitor to the Constitution, and Ron's been something of an apologist. You know, they seem real friendly. Well, maybe to you, Ron, because you were on the inside of the coup, and I've never made that accusation prior to today. So let's play it for the people.
This staffer stated that Senator Johnson wished to hand-deliver the fake electors' votes from Michigan and Wisconsin.
Follow the Devil's Advocates on Facebook and Twitter.
You've got questions about navigating the healthcare system? Kristen Lyerly helps us find answers and discusses other issues at the intersection of healthcare and politics. Hometown Health, Thursday mornings at 7:30 on Up North News Radio.
Dad, I picked up your pills, made your lunch, and your laundry is done.
When you care for a loved one, you take care of everything. But are you taking care of yourself? Find free care guides at aarp.org/caregiving. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
WAUK 540 AM. Brookfield's choice for news talk radio. Streaming 24/7 at WAUK.
As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry is an independent product and has a joint sales agreement with Civic Media. Enjoy.
One. We can just play three headlines and a lie.
Fantastic. Who could have thunk that?
Who could have predicted this?
Who would have seen that coming, and why didn't anyone warn them?
Ticked off, tee off. This is it.
Moving Wisconsin forward, one joke at a time, this is Kristen Bry with As Goes Wisconsin.
Yada, yada, yada.
Hello, Wisconsin. Happy rainy Monday. Spring showers? Is that what we're doing with Jane Matner?
Yeah, I was a little surprised by the thunder and lightning about 7 o'clock this morning as I was just about to head out the door.
Yeah, it was a little after, all the snowstorms the last 2 weeks. Having a thunderstorm, not on my bingo card.
Yeah.
Certainly not. But happy Monday. How you doing?
I am doing well. Just one little quick road note. Checking out the 511wi.gov website. Again, it's always a good resource for you to check if you want to see what the roads are like around the state. We do have some accidents scattered primarily around Green Bay, it looks like, because they're getting a different snow ice kind of mess. And then around Nina as well. But otherwise, things don't look too terrible.
Too terrible. Is this all supposed to freeze?
The central part, north of us, it might not be good.
Oh, gosh.
Yeah. We have some ice, the potential for some ice skating rinks.
I'm getting to the point. I know everyone's going to say, oh, this winter has been really easy. And it has been really easy. But the snowbanks, I'm done with the snowbanks. I got stuck in my snowbank again this morning.
Did you really coming out of your driveway?
Well, Mike parked behind me. And so I was trying to not hit his car, which was very thoughtful of me because I think normally in the morning I wouldn't have looked and I would have just backed into him. But I was trying to avoid him ever so gently.
Mm-hmm.
And then I stopped looking behind me once I cleared his car and just went a little bit off the driveway and my California snow tires just plop. Stuck me right in the middle of the snowbank, and Michael had to come out in his sweatpants and shovel me out and push me out
in the rain. Oh, I bet he loved that. That's being a good husband.
He is a good husband. Yes. He is a very good husband. Thank you, Michael. All right. Well, today we have a ton of guests today.
We do.
Coming up in the noon hour, we are talking to Professor John Sheldon about his new book that looks at the evolution of education and when education went from being, especially public education, went from being the public good because it was teaching people about how to be a participant in democracy to the linchpin of economic mobility.
So, and like, you have to go to, either you go to college or you're never going to succeed.
Or you finish high school and you're never going to succeed, right? The shift of its purpose. And so he wrote a whole book on that. So he's going to be joining at noon to talk about that. And then we're going to be talking to Colleen McCarthy, who's the VP of Versiti Organ and Tissue Donations. And you actually found this because we got a PSA announcement.
We did. We got a PSA announcement just about organ donation and how important it is. And I have done other stories about organ donation, even body donation, which is something that I also would like us to talk about down
like
the road.
You're donating your entire body to science?
You can donate your body to science and who they take and what they do. And it's really, really interesting. But yeah, organ donation is something that I don't think many people think about unless it affects someone in your own life.
Oh, absolutely.
Right?
Although when you say, and we'll get into it with Colleen, but when you say body donation, all I can think of is Body Works. Remember that wild exhibit?
Yes.
And then they kind of got in trouble because then they started investigating, like, where did all these bodies actually come from, man?
Did they say yes?
Did they say yes?
No, that's not what happens, at least when you donate it to the Medical College of Wisconsin.
I would love to be immortalized in some kind of scientific touring museum thing. Rather than, like, I don't know, either be cremated or buried somewhere. Like, that feels more useful.
Absolutely. And I know there are people who have written letters to the medical students who will be studying on them because that's what they do.
Yeah.
You know, that's called practice.
Anyways, well, that's coming up in the noon hour. But to start off today, you know, ticked off, tee off. That's one of the better names we've come up with so far. I really like the ticked off, tee off. You know, the Party of Freedom at it again, just really giving you the freedom to do what you want because this is a free country. We have to travel to Tennessee for this story.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, one of them had to be the first. As long as Wisconsin wasn't the first in this arena, which is so long as we have split government, we won't be. But no doubt this bill could come, something like this could start getting circulated around in Madison in certain legislative offices. But Tennessee will be the first state to restrict drag shows. And this last week, Tennessee lawmakers passed the nation's first bill restricting public drag performances. It's the first to pass, but there are at least 20 similar bills proposed around the country by Republican politicians. And it basically says, quote, adult cabaret entertainment on public property or anywhere children might see. It puts male or female impersonators. So not, it doesn't say specifically drag performers. It says male or female impersonators.
Okay.
Into the that category, regardless of the content of their performance. So it's not, I think what I understand that to be, it's not burlesque. It's not stripping of any sort. It is any kind of male or female impersonator doing anything. So like.
On public property.
On
though.
Public property.
So we're talking about parks.
We're talking about parades.
Oh, parades.
Or any kind of restaurant where children could potentially be. So basically anywhere that a child could be. So I think this is basically restricting it to 18 and up private
events.
So proponents of the bill says it protects children from sexualized performances. And despite the fact that Tennessee has had obscenity laws in place that ban things like nudity and sexual content in front of minors. And so basically it eliminates all ages drag shows like drag brunches and drag queen story hours. And it severely limits what will be possible at public pride parades. The language of the legislation could also be interpreted to apply to trans people doing any kind of performance, not just drag. So think about that. So someone who is trans, which there's two different things. There's people who are drag performers and they can be drag queens and they have the makeup and the wig and the lip syncing and the performance, right?
Right.
And there are drag kings. There's women who dress up as men and do a performance. There's also trans people who are actors and they are playing a role and then, but their actual body in, for themselves are trans. And so I think there is worry that this limits trans people
from
performing potentially. And it's just, show me any evidence of how this solves anything. Because I know we're beating a dead horse when we point to the countless child sex scandals in churches.
It's astonishing. There are several a week.
And yet, we don't see any bans there. Kids can't go to church, even though there is so much more evidence that they will be
groomed
and have predatory people they're supposed to trust. And yet, Hamburger Mary's can't be in Tennessee anymore. Really, really getting to the root of the problem.
Well, and again, I would like to see some evidence of trans attacks on children or drag performers' attacks on children.
I know.
I follow the news pretty closely, as do you. I have yet to see one instance.
Because you know if it happened.
Oh, it would be everywhere. Absolutely.
It would be everywhere if it actually would have happened anywhere.
Yes.
And it just makes you come back to saying, thank God Tony Evers was elected again. Because there's no reason why this, like, I would have to look up what the other 20 states that are circulating something like this. But that's not it. I mean, this is the same thing we talked about, some of the anti-trans, like, youth stuff that's been going on. But there's at least 340 anti-LGBTQ bills that range from limiting gender-affirming care to mandating which bathroom people can use that has been introduced this year. We're at the end of February.
Yeah.
340 bills. Like, what are we doing?
It's called distraction.
Oh, why did my camera just move?
Don't you think? It's called, again, we need a boogeyman. We need someone to scare people with. So we're going to go after the trans and LGBTQ community and make them the latest other.
Yeah, I mean, I guess it's just like, how do people fall for this so easily?
Well, it depends upon what news outlets or alleged news outlets you watch.
Because I was talking to a friend last night and he asked my opinion on the Roald Dahl thing. Because if the Roald Dahl books, there's the group, the private entity that owns the rights to Roald Dahl's books are making the choice that they're updating some of the language. And there is a big debate. I'm like, is this ruining his canon and all this stuff? Because I didn't know about this. Do you know that in the original book, it wasn't Oompa Loompas that were from some magical island. It was African pygmies.
Oh.
And they changed that for the movie. They changed that for the Gene Wilder movie.
In Willy Wonka.
So, like, there's certain things that were updated, but then there's a lot of pushback on, like, oh, you can't call the character, like, they're not going to call the big
fat
anymore and stuff like that. So I was listening to an interesting debate on that, and I had a friend be like, what do you think about this? He's like, I feel like the liberals are making us this into 1984. I was like, I'm sorry. You mean the private company that's choosing to do this? What bills and what laws have Democrats passed that are taking away your rights? And they changed the subject. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah, convenient. Oh. Text messaging is convenient in that way, when you can just stop responding. All right. Well,
I have no answer to that, so I'll go away.
So I think he instead quoted Fahrenheit 451. And then I was like, all right, I'm going to watch The Last of Us because it's Sunday night and I'm tired. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. We'll be right back.
The Civic Media team would like to say congratulations. More than 200 Wisconsin businesses and nonprofits are receiving a free advertising campaign through our one-day $1 million advertising giveaway. If you missed out, our local sales team would still love to help you with your own campaign. Go to civicmedia.us and click on the sponsorship tab. Again, civicmedia.us and sponsorship. New and still growing. Advertise today with a Civic Media network of radio stations.
Monday morning at 8. Don't miss Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, featuring legendary Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Football, life, and fun.
Earl, you've been driving a Yugo. They just gave you a brand new Ferrari with turbo boost. So enjoy it, brother.
Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown and Earl Ingram. Monday morning at 8 on The Shaw. 540 AM and 101.1 FM WAUK.
It's 4 AM and you're sucking baby snot through a tube because she's congested. If you love her that much, love her enough to make sure she's buckled in the right car seat. Find out more at nhtsa.gov/the right seat. Brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day in Milwaukee could be brought to us by your pizza delivery business. Can you imagine how many families are snuggled in their homes enjoying hot, tasty pizza? Weather makes the phone ring for just $199 per week. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on The Shaw. Chance for scattered rain showers this afternoon. Otherwise, cloudy skies expected. High temperatures reach up to 40. Winds out of the east, 10 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows dip down to about 31. Cloudy skies expected. Daytime highs approaching 42. Tomorrow, sunshine mixed with clouds at times. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
A progressive voice from Manitowoc to Janesville. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at waukradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. You are welcome to join the conversation. 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY. After this this segment, in the next segment, we're going to talk about who should get the 44,000 hours of January 6th footage. Because we know Tucker Carlson has them.
Yeah.
But now, basically every other outlet who I probably has a better case for why they should have them, has submitted a request that they also get them. So we'll talk a little bit more about that after this segment. But coming back, you said that we had a text?
We did. We were talking about the number of states across the country that are coming out with new laws limiting or banning drag performers, trans performers. Texter from the 920 checking in. So a female performing as Peter Pan,
I know,
is going to be banned. Does that mean Mrs. Doubtfire can't be shown at a theater? What about Shakespeare in Love? What about, there are numerous examples I can think of. What about Bosom Buddies?
I mean, I think about
the TV show.
I think about as a kid, I was just telling this story because someone asked me how I got into acting as a kid. And I said, we, in the cul-de-sac neighborhood I grew up on, almost every single house had a kid. And two of the oldest girls of the children on the block were already very into theater. And so they had been part of children's theater in Madison. And so they knew how. So like we had, when I was six, we did a production of Cinderella, but like, it wasn't just in an afternoon, we did it. It was like a 6-week rehearsal schedule.
Wow.
And like there was costumes, like there was a whole thing. And then they went on the next summer, we did Beauty and the Beast. And guess who was the Beast?
Was it you?
It was me. I had some like brown wig and I think it was 4 inches shorter than the girl who played Belle because she was like 5 years older than me.
Oh, that's hilarious.
But I was just a shock, big shock. I was really loud.
I bet.
And so they thought I could do the roar and all this stuff. And then the next one, I was the Scarecrow in Wizard of Oz.
Yeah.
So like I was a kid, I was a girl playing boy parts.
Can't do that.
We can't do that.
That's no.
Can't just like let kids be kids. And I think I played Uncle Sam in something when I was in fifth grade and like Santa Claus and something. It's like I was just the charismatic performer kid. And I just wanted the lead.
It's
no matter what gender it was.
I'm sorry, but you are grooming and confusing children, Kristen. And so that's no longer going to be allowed. Another text from the 414. Just a thought. If certain clothing, for instance, that which desecrates the flag or some artistic work can't be prohibited based on freedom of speech, how can this proposed Tennessee law be constitutional? Does it not prohibit free expression in the same way?
Well, and that's why I was wondering, this would be a Jim Santel question or one of our legal friends, because there's a part of me that wonders if the ACLU is going to be all over this.
Yeah.
And try to challenge freedom of expression and, like, if this is actually constitutional, that you can limit, if it's not nudity and it's not, if you can't, like, how do you have to define it as some kind of obscenity, right?
I would assume so.
To limit it? See, this is when, I have no interest in ever being a lawyer, but I wish I knew the law. You know what I mean? As far as being able to just talk eloquently about this, about what you can and cannot do.
Takes a lot of study. Although, again, I look at some of our representatives in Congress, they managed to get through law school. I would certainly think you and I can get through law school.
That's fair.
Right?
That is fair. Well, unless it's Pat Robertson's. What do you think Pat Robertson's law school was like?
Short. I think the classes were short.
I actually want to look into that more, because obviously that is where Dan Kelly went and Jennifer Doro, but she is out of the race now. But now that looking a little bit more into the law school credentials
and curriculum,
if it follows everything that, you know, the other law schools like Marquette and UW-Madison and what they have to do.
No, it might just the law, according to Pat.
The law according to the Bible? Like, that's what I'm like. What in this scenario, like, what extra pizzazz do you get by going to, like, a Christian nationalist law school?
Well, there's a whole chapter on an eye for an eye.
Ah, yes. Retribution.
Exactly.
Love it.
Not turn the other cheek, but an eye for an eye. That's the one they like.
Actually, yeah. Well, I'm not going to have a lot of time to talk about this, but breaking news this morning, Mark Lazary.
Yeah.
Selling his shares. Or his stake in the Bucks to another shockingly very rich person.
Never saw that coming.
Never saw that coming. But Haslam's, I don't know if I'm saying it right. So it's a group, it's a man and a woman, or a man and a wife, who already own Cleveland?
The Browns.
The Browns, mm-hmm. Yes. And then it seems like some MLS minor league, no, MLS for Major League Soccer. Or already sports owners. So Mark Lazary exiting the Bucks. Don't know what that means for Alex.
Alex, we just talked to him last week.
We just talked to him last week. I mean, I think I would assume that his job is secure and that, as he said, he will stay in Milwaukee and everything. But it's interesting because, you know, the worst case scenario as these teams get bought and sold to people who are trying to make money. Because, you know, the numbers here, I think the valuation of the Bucks now is $3.5 billion.
Yeah, that's quite a jump.
And when Lazary and Edens bought it, it was $550 million.
Yeah, that's quite an improvement in your investment.
Yeah, that's money well spent. And so, but as something becomes more valuable, I think the biggest fear is always, when do they take the Bucks out of Milwaukee? Because they can. It's not like the Packers where they're a nonprofit, where no one will profit by them selling. That's the only reason why the Green Bay Packers stay in Green Bay, is just because of how the entity is set up. But I don't know. I feel like whenever stuff like this happens, people's spidey senses get up and worried.
Well, can you imagine the outcry if they up after building that stadium?
Yeah, that's true.
That arena, and they up and left? I think people would be annoyed.
That's true. All right. When we come back, who should get the January 6th 44,000 hours? And even more, who has to watch it? This is Ask Us Wisconsin.
The Shaw 101 FM, your fix for progressive talk from Butler to Windlake, always streaming at waukradio.com.
CBS News brief. Severe storms packing tornadoes did damage in several states in the southern plains. Kevin Foster is the police chief in Norman, Oklahoma.
The hospital has seen 12 patients with injuries from the storm. None of the injuries reported were life-threatening.
There's new information to add to the debate about how the COVID-19 pandemic started.
CBS's Catherine Herridge in Washington.
There is new reporting from the Department of Energy that supports the lab leak theory as plausible. The sources confirm the Department of Energy has low confidence in the finding.
Scientists early on said evidence pointed to a live animal market in China. This week, 32 states will join 18 others that have ended food benefits expanded during the pandemic.
When this change happens, the average amount that the SNAP participant gets per day will be about $6.
Ellen Volinger is with the Food Research and Action Center. CBS News Brief. I'm Steve Kathan.
The Shaw, 101 FM, WAUK 540 AM, Wisconsin's home for rational talk radio.
For Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what you need to know. Whoever fired the gun that killed a 12-year-old boy at a teenager's birthday party in West Allis Saturday night is still out there somewhere. Another child was sent to the hospital. There were about 60 people in the room at the time. $10 million is the record for spending on a Wisconsin Supreme Court race. So far, the spring's candidates and outside groups have spent more than $7.3 million. Janet Protasiewicz is getting help from Democrats who say much is at stake.
We really can leave no stone unturned because the stakes for the freedom to control your own body, the freedom to live in a democracy, are so vast.
Ben Wickler is chairman of the Wisconsin Democratic Party. He was on Upfront yesterday. In sports, The Athletic reports Mark Lassery has an agreement to sell his share of the Bucks to Cleveland Browns owner Jimmy Haslam for about $3.5 million. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us, and click on the Careers tab.
Do you love getting rewards when you shop? Then shop Knucklehead CBD and Vapes with the Knuckleheads Club. Every $10 spent gets you closer to 25% off. No matter what you buy, make sure you buy Knuckleheads. Stop in Saturday and Sunday and get 15% off Wellness and Wellness Plus, including Delta 8, THCP, CBD, and more, while getting points towards your next purchase.
Visit Knuckleheads Milwaukee at 2949 North Oakland Avenue or online at knuckleheads.shop.
Knucklehead CBD and Vapes, your one-stop smoke shop.
This is Pat Greitlow from Up North News Radio. On the air, online, or on demand, make it a point to catch the first word on Wisconsin news, sports, and more weekday mornings from 6 to 8 all across the stations of the Civic Media Radio Network.
Wait a minute. How about this? Listen to me, you lantern-jawed cretin, you horned-eyed homunculus. You are going to do what's right for the people of Wisconsin. You're putting cans of water in our water, destroying the greatest university system in the country and public education. Knock it off. That is unlikely to be said. That's what I'd say.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
All my babies coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that news? Man, ain't that news?
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin. I am Kristen Bry. She is Jane Madnair. Who should get the 44,000 hours of January 6th footage? Should anyone get it? I think is the question. And so 844-967-2789. That is 844-96-PARTY, because we didn't talk about this last week, despite it being fairly big news, that House Speaker Kevin McCarthy basically gave 44,000 hours of surveillance footage exclusively to Tucker Carlson.
In the interest of transparency.
In the interest of transparency.
Yes.
And Tucker told his viewers last Monday that his team would spend the week reviewing the footage before releasing its findings. And a reminder that Fox identifies Carlson as an opinion show. Not a news show.
Not news. No.
Opinion.
Not news.
We're talking about practice? That's exactly where my mind just went. And Carlson has repeatedly questioned the significance of the attack and the conclusions that says it was, a bad thing.
And just a reminder that we also just found out within the last couple of weeks that Tucker Carlson and Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity and even some of the management at Fox News knew that it was a lie that the 2020 election was stolen, but they wanted to respect their audience and give them what they wanted so they wouldn't lose ratings.
Yep. Actually, just listening to the Daily this morning, and this could be the one time that in what is usually so hard to accomplish, which is to sue a media company, because they have to show malice. And, you know, Fox's response to Dominion sharing some of the text messages and that show that Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson, Sean Hannity, producers,
even Rupi,
even Murdoch, knowing the truth and yet moving forward because they were losing viewers to OAN and other ultra right wing outlets, that there's a chance. But that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is that it was a weird choice. Yes. It was a weird choice to be like, yeah, like I'm going to give this exclusively to Tucker Carlson, an opinion right wing show host, not, you know, the New York Times or the AP or the Washington Post or any of the like still credentialed
news outlets,
not opinion outlets, news outlets. I mean, they didn't even give it to the news division of Fox.
There's a news division at Fox?
There is.
Is that a joke?
No, that's where Wallace worked for so long. And he was good. Chris Wallace was great. But then even he was like, I got to get out of here, man. Like, I don't know who's left, who's great. But anyways, so.
Just one side note while we're talking about that. Howard Kurtz, who was on the Fox Business Channel, I believe.
Okay.
Yesterday, even said on his program that he believes he should be reporting on the Dominion lawsuit because it's a big story, but management won't let him.
Wait, he said that on air?
Yes.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yep, I would like to cover it. I think it's worth covering, but I'm not allowed to because, you know, we're involved. We're being sued by this company.
Which, I mean, then how can you actually trust his reporting on it as well? So I understand that there's a little bit of a conflict of interest there. But as a reporter, I can understand him being like, ah!
Dudes, this is a story.
So just quickly, Brian Stile.
Our Brian Stile
defended the move, and he claimed that the move was made in an effort to be transparent. And this was his quote: "I support Speaker McCarthy's decision to increase transparency for the American people." And he is the leader of the House Administration Committee, which oversees Capitol security. So this is why his quote matters. He said, "This majority is focused on accountability, transparency, and restoring the people's trust."
I'm sorry.
And he accused the January 6th committee of selectively leaking footage and noted that former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi's daughter, Alexandra Pelosi, filmed footage for a documentary that she was filming that included video of lawmakers' hideaways as supporters of former President Donald Trump stormed the Capitol. So, in that effort of him saying, we are trying to restore the people's trust and have transparency, hopefully that means Brian Stile will also be in favor of the other news outlets that are saying, what about us?
I have a feeling just Spidey's senses are tingling that Brian Stile will not agree with releasing all of that same footage to actual news outlets.
I guess we'll see. Someone should ask him.
Yeah.
But over the weekend, or I guess this was on Friday, scores of news organizations on Friday demanded congressional leaders release all of the surveillance footage from the January 6th to them as well. So this was a letter sent on the behalf of CBS News, Washington Post, CNN, Politico, ProPublica, ABC, Axios, Advance, Scripps, The Los Angeles Times, Gannett, all saying that this footage should be available to them as well. And so this was a quote from that. Without full public access to the complete historical record, there is concern that an ideologically based narrative of an already polarizing event will take hold in the public consciousness. You don't say. With destabilizing risks to the legitimacy of Congress, the Capitol Police, and the various federal investigations and prosecutions of January 6 crimes, the letter stated. I would have to agree with them.
I think it's tough to argue against it.
Yes. And so the Associated Press and New York Times sent a separate letter to McCarthy specifically seeking access to the material. And McCarthy has just been zipped. He hasn't. He's been silent about the footage. He hasn't spoken publicly or responded to questions about the release. And even in the articles I was reading this morning about Friday's letter, has not responded to comment. And so I guess this opens up. Instead of, I feel like it feels obvious that if Tucker gets it, everyone else should get it too. So I guess that's question number one, is should everyone else get it? But also, should anyone get it? Because at least on its face, what Democrats are arguing as to why their argument against the initial handing over all of this footage to Tucker was that it's a security threat.
Of course.
And saying that, you know, when the January 6th committee chose what they would air, they had worked really closely with the Capitol Police to choose what footage got shown, because there's worry about sensitive information like the pathways lawmakers took to get to their secure locations, where Capitol Police have cameras throughout all of the property.
Right. Wouldn't that kind of information really help people if they wanted to do another coup?
Yes.
Oh.
I guess they could just move all of them, because that doesn't seem like a small task. And so I guess the question number one is, in the name of transparency and public trust, should this footage be released at all? And I guess then if yes, shouldn't it be released to all news outlets? Do you have a strong feeling on this?
I do. Well, it's already out there. You know, the Pandora's box has been opened. Mm-hmm. They gave it to Tucker. Now it has to go to everyone. I think there are security issues, and I think that that's going to be an ongoing problem. I do look forward to seeing all of Tucker's footage about people just standing around during a normal tourist visit, holding hands and singing Kumbaya, because I know that happened a lot that day. And again, never forget that this is the network when Bill O'Reilly was still there and their number one star, Bill O'Reilly, during the Act 10 protests in Madison, aired footage allegedly from Madison in February that had palm trees in the background. So I know who I trust. I know which network I can go to when I need the absolute unadulterated truth, Kristen Bright.
It's funny to think about what, first of all, 44,000 hours of footage.
That's a job.
What intern has to go sit and watch that? Remember when we talked about, I think it was Mandela Barnes tweets, and someone had like whose job it was to go through all like 44,000 of them for like the last decade or whatever it was. And just because it reminds me of the people whose job it is at social media platforms to be the human content moderators who are watching obscene,
violent,
awful footage that people upload willingly.
Yes.
And I'm sure some of it is boring, but also, I don't know. I mean, it also opens the question of is there stuff that's actually, because I'm sure there's a lot of stuff that's boring, right? Certainly the things that have been shown throughout the January 6th committee hearings were chosen to demonstrate what the day was like, but also to elicit emotion.
Of course.
Right? And so I'm sure thousands of the hours are actually quite boring and people just waiting, standing until everything kind of erupted. But also, I wonder if there's stuff that's worse.
Some of it, at least what the January 6th committee released, was so violent and so disturbing that much like those content moderators that you mentioned, that's these people are going to need psychological counseling after going through all of that footage. It's hard to watch, I think. It's hard to watch Americans doing this to other Americans.
And so I don't know. Like I think I'm with you as far as what's out there.
You gotta give it away now.
And so now it has to go to more credible sources or unbiased sources or bias. I mean, at this point, or bias, right? Because you've chosen something that is you like objectively biased as far as we all know the side that it's coming from. There's an argument as far as the role it plays, fine, that it's right to exist. And having a different point of view and like that is a different question, but it is objectively biased as far as especially their opinion programming. If you want to try to argue that their news programming is not fine, but certainly their opinion programming, which is what Tucker Carlson is.
Yes. He is not a newsman.
And so this is like the equivalent of handing it over to the Daily Show and letting the Daily Show do their editing master, like their math. Like the people who are the editors at Daily Show and the way that they find stuff and cut stuff together into a montage to prove a point. I wonder what they would do with this footage.
And last week tonight, too, with John Oliver.
What is there anything in there that could be funny?
That is an interesting question.
Like, is there anything that one of the comedy shows, if they also got access? I did not see Comedy Central's name on the list of people who signed off on the letter to try to get all of this information and all this footage. But, you know, without Jordan Klepper there interviewing people, is there anything there that could have been, used for a comedy bit?
Oh, I don't know. I think Josh Hawley running away could be clipped.
That's true.
Into something.
People have already done that, though.
I know, but there's potential there. There's more potential there.
Speaking of which, this is totally random. There's a video going around right now of Ted Cruz trying to sing Amazing Grace, and it's basically to the tune of Gilligan's Island.
What?
I feel like I have to send it to you so we can air it. But it is so weird, and it's like, the clip is basically like him like proving that he knows the lyrics to Amazing Grace. He goes, I can't even replicate it. But it reminded me of just like when some of these guys are just so weird.
And Ted Cruz went to Harvard.
Also went to Harvard. Yep. And did he go to Yale Law School?
I believe so, yes.
Harvard undergrad, Yale Law School?
Yep.
See?
We could pass.
All right. When we come back, they're speeding up baseball. Good thing or bad thing? This is As Goes Wisconsin.
Man, ain't that news. My baby's coming home tomorrow. Ain't that good news? Man, ain't that news? Good news. Good news. Ain't that good news?
Governor Tony Evers, Tim Michaels said you had gone, quote, full woke. Dr. Jill Underlie said that somebody who says that has no idea what we're doing in schools to make sure kids feel safe.
We want to make sure all kids feel supported. Tim Michaels, we don't teach CRT in our schools. You got to come to the present century here, Tim, and be cognizant of what actually goes in the schools. My guess is you've never been in a public school in Wisconsin.
Up North News Radio with Pat Krylo airs at its new time from 6 to 8 a.m. weekdays across Civic Media.
I'm looking at the phone lines. I'm seeing some familiar faces. I was reminded of Gene of Eau Claire.
Well, welcome back, Matt. I really miss you. We've been missing getting woke every morning, but now we'll get woke in the afternoon.
I was reminded of Andrew of Detroit.
Professor, it's so nice you're back. We missed you during your vacation, and I'm very happy to be in your class for the semester.
Thanks a lot for calling in. I appreciate all my callers.
Tune in to Matt Flynn Direct, Monday through Friday, 3 to 4 p.m.
I grew up hearing that women are bad with money, but I pay bills and take care of my family, so I'm pretty good with money. And now I'm taking control of my financial future by saving for retirement. Jumpstart your retirement savings at WeSaySaveIt.org. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
Weather on this snowy day could be brought to us by your business. Can you imagine how many ice augers and fishing shanties are being bought as we speak? Weather sponsorships make the phone ring. Call us at 608-819-8255.
Here's your updated forecast on the Shaw. Overcast skies this afternoon with a chance for scattered rain showers. Daytime highs approaching 40. Winds out of the east, 8 to 15 miles an hour. Slight chance for scattered rain showers again tonight. Lows level off around 31. Overcast. Sunshine mixed with clouds at times tomorrow. High temperatures reach up to 42. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Derek Height. Currently, it's 34 degrees.
A progressive voice for rural Wisconsin. WAUK 540 AM. Always streaming at WAUKradio.com.
Welcome back to As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry and Jane Madnair. So I like going to a baseball game.
Yeah.
I don't really watch baseball at home. I don't like sit and watch a baseball game. And part of it is because there's not a lot of action.
There's a lot of downtime.
And, you know, for a while, in all the professional sports, like you kind of hear about this, like there's a little tweaking here or there as far as, I feel like every year the NFL always has new
does
rules.
Something.
But the league, the Major League Baseball, is trying to speed up its games, and it could be working. So in a training game over the weekend, the Atlanta Braves and Boston Red Sox ended in a 6-6 tie after Braves player Cal Conley struck out for not getting set in the batter's box in time.
What?
So he struck out not because there was three strikes, but because he didn't get into the batter box in time.
So it's all the dinking around with fixing your gloves and tweaking this and gripping up on the club and doing all that stuff before you step into the batter's box. And
yeah.
Okay.
So in time is not a phrase you often hear associated with baseball, but that is largely all of the kind of tweaks that they're trying to make to the game as the league enters its Sonic the Hedgehog era. And, you know, it's getting, I think there's concerns that it's getting disrupted by faster paced sports, which arguably, besides like golf, most other sports, I would say, are. I mean, I'm sure there's some baseball enthusiasts who would say are going to be very upset about this.
No doubt.
But it is slow. And it also can last forever.
4.5 hours.
Oh, my gosh.
6 hours.
And so MLB is disrupting itself by introducing new rules this year to speed up the game and generate more offense. So some of the rules include a pitch clock, so pitchers and hitters can't loaf around in between pitches. I like the term loaf around. They can't dilly-dally.
Oh, dilly-dally is even better.
The elimination of extreme defensive shifts to encourage more offense. See, I don't know enough about baseball to even know what that means. Do you know what that means?
You're asking me?
I know. No. Well, there's no one else here.
I could make something up, but it would be wrong.
Bigger bases to boost the number of stolen bases.
Oh, there are baseball fans who are going to scream about this.
I know. I mean, I wonder how much bigger we're talking. Are we talking like an inch, or are we talking like cartoon-sized?
Well, if you're going to do it right. You may as well make them gigundo.
Yeah.
But now you're tweaking with the purity of the game.
You're also tweaking with the skill of the players, right? You're making it easier, which I guess is the point. But they're also limiting the number of mound disengagements, like pickoff throws. Again, I don't know enough about baseball to even know what that is. But yeah. And so those don't feel like small changes.
No, they don't.
Especially to strike out because you took too long.
Well, but see, that I think would be the biggest motivator. It's like, again, you fixed your gloves three times already. That should be enough. Get in there and swing at the ball.
It's kind of like during the championship, the Bucks championship in 2021 where they were counting because Giannis took so long to shoot his free throws. So they'd count to 10. And, and now he's a little bit faster, but he did. He really took his time before, and he still wasn't very good that year.
He does a lot of other things well.
He does. He does. But so, yeah, so it's going to take some getting used to. I think for a lot of people, I'm sure there's going to be people who are very upset.
And players, too, because, and we've talked about this before, at least as far as I am aware, baseball players are among the most superstitious and have their rituals that they do.
Yeah. But I guess, you know, the big picture is that for fans who love baseball but can't justify spending 3 hours watching it, especially when there's like 180 games a season, these could be welcome changes. This one of the games over the weekend, the Padres versus the Mariners game on Friday, took only 2 hours and 29 minutes.
Wow.
To complete.
That's quick.
About 40 minutes shorter than last year's regular season average per ESPN. So,
and is this, they're hoping to get to attract more young people because they have the attention span of a flea? Is that what this is all about?
I mean, I think it's, yes. I think it's just in general trying to stay relevant. I mean, I certainly think you can't deny the fact that while baseball might be America's pastime, it's certainly not its present compared to the NFL. And even, I don't know what viewership and rate, like the ratings for the World Series is compared to the NBA Finals. And so I would have to look up what the actual ratings are, because I think we know that it's dominant for the NFL. But when it comes to the hierarchy between NHL, NBA, and MLB, like where do the ratings fall, especially for big games?
We have a call at 844-967-2789. Ben from Oshkosh, checking in on Asgo's Wisconsin. What do you want to say, Ben?
Hey, guys. I was watching the Brewers Cactus League the other day, and from my understanding, the back of the bases is in the same position, and with the bigger bases, that actually shrinks the infield. And then, you know, the faster pacing, which I think is just a way to get more advertising.
Hmm.
I doubt it's something that the players union asked for.
Did you notice a game? Like, was it noticeable when you were watching? Like, could you feel the game clipping along at a faster pace?
They have a giant countdown clock, like right behind the batter, and it feels rushed. It feels like they're taking the romance away from the game. And I really hope they don't use these new rules for the Field of Dreams game that they have in the fall.
Oh, that's a really good point. That's a really good point. Thanks for the call, Ben. That's what I mean. I feel like for people who are baseball
purists, yes,
this is going to be a struggle to adjust to. But that's also the same thing. It's not as violent. But, you know, I hear all the time people talk about the difference of the NFL in the 80s and how much more like gladiators it was then versus what it's now is now. And I'm like, well, is that such a bad thing?
It's not a bad thing.
It's still pretty violent.
Yes.
People still, like, someone almost died this year.
They still get way hurt.
All right. Well, that will do it for our first hour. When we come back, Professor John Shelton will be here to talk about his new book. And then after that, we'll talk about organ donors. You should do it. And is there more to it than just signing up at the DMV? That was like my first question, because I actually don't know if there's another step besides like, yes, I will do this. Yes, I have to wear glasses. All right. This is As Goes Wisconsin. Stay tuned. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Yeah. I can be. So put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Put me in, coach. I'm ready to play today. Look at me. Direct from the Dairy State. It's Extra Sharp Weekends, a 3-hour block.
of Wisconsin-produced radio, Saturdays and Sundays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m., featuring Raised in Wisco with Joe Clayfish and Danielle Fairman, The Cripes Cast with Charlie Behrens, and Under the Helmet with the Gravedigger, Gilbert Brown. Enjoyed by the sly, so enjoy the whole darn block. Extra Sharp Weekends is radio so fresh, it squeaks. Listen in on the Civic Media Station or on the app.
Hey, this is Matt from Design Garden. Remember when the internet was new? Back then you had to leave your house to start a business. Companies used to pay programmers bags of cash to get online. Now, small businesses can get online with a Facebook business page, or Squarespace, or Google My Business, or WordPress. But which tools should you use? Can you afford to go down the wrong path? Design Garden uses modern tools to build your website the right way. Find us online at design.garden. Again, that's design.garden.
You are listening to WAUK 540 AM Jackson, W266 DR Waukesha, always streaming on the Civic Media app.